Okay, I was wrong. Shepard shifted from one foot to another in Rodney's doorway. I'm trying, but I can't. Look, can I come in? What, do you think I'm going to say no? It wasn't relief he was feeling. It was far more complicated than that. Rodney stepped aside to let Shepard in. I'm in for the duration. I mean, unless you decide to find someone else. Right, Shepard said dryly, like that's going to happen, and reached for Rodney's pants. And, okay, wow, that wasn't something they did, was it? Because apparently it was, but Shepard's hands were undoing his fly and tugging at his boxers, and, whoa, Shepard was dropping to his knees. Rodney didn't even have time to brace himself. Shepard's mouth was on him, around him, doing that sucking thing, and he could feel himself growing in Shepard's mouth, filling it. Shepard gave him two more quick sucks and then pulled his mouth away to yank Rodney's pants down and then fumble belatedly with his shoes, like he wasn't thinking that far ahead here, and there was no reason that should make Rodney's chest go tight, but it did. Here, wait, let me help, Rodney said. He tried to bend down, but narrowly missed cracking his head against Shepard's and ended up on his bare ass on the floor, while Shepard gave up on his laces and just yanked the shoes off, and then the pants, too. Come on, Shepard said, and tugged it on Rodney's shirt. This time Rodney managed to help him, and they got the shirt off over his head together. Shepard didn't stop, or pass go, just slid down and gave Rodney two more quick, hard sucks, and then pulled back to strip off his own clothes with ruthless efficiency. Jesus, Rodney said, where's the fire? Shepard didn't answer, just bent down again to do something with his mouth that made Rodney lift his ass right up off the cold, hard floor. Oh, God. Shepard's mouth pulled away, and when Rodney opened his eyes, Shepard was rifling through the pile of discarded clothes, and then Shepard was back, unrolling a condom onto Rodney's cock. Rodney watched him, trying to catch his breath. Okay, apparently they were going to fuck again, and he was all for that, but he'd been hoping. He reached to rub a tentative thumb along Shepard's jawline and then leaned forward, but Shepard ducked away before their mouths could touch. Okay, so apparently kissing was out this time, and that shouldn't be a disappointment. He should be glad that Shepard was still drawing lines somewhere, but damn it, that was the line he wanted to cross again, and that was the one he'd been thinking about, and bed, Rodney, Shepard said, and tugged on his arm. Okay, bed's good. A lot more comfortable than the floor, anyway. You'd really think, with all their technology, the ancients would have thought to invent rugs. Right, he was babbling, but Shepard was opening his nightstand drawer. Shepard had the lube out, and Shepard was, God, sticking his own fingers up his ass, and Rodney kind of whited out there for a moment. Rodney? Yes, yes, I'm right here. Shepard was on the bed now, lying on his stomach, because, right, no kissing. But God, he had one knee up under him, and he looked. Rodney took a step, and then another step, and then he was right there on the bed, between Shepard's legs, guiding his cock into the spot where it really, really wanted to go. Shepard lifted up and pushed back against him, and Rodney pushed forward, and then it was right there, inside, and Shepard was still pushing, and he was still pushing, and oh wow, he was all the way in. Rodney held himself there, shaking a little, trying to let Shepard get used to him, but it was hard, and he was not a patient man, and after a few moments he started to pull back out. "Do me slow," Shepard said, low and rough. "Slow as you can." "What?" Rodney froze halfway into a thrust. "You tear both of our clothes off like the city's on fire, and you want it slow?" "I need it now, McKay, but I want it to last." "God," Rodney thrust all the way in, too hard, and Shepard groaned. "That's your idea of slow?" "I'm trying!" He pulled out, steeled himself as best as he could, and eased in again at a pace a snail would have been proud of, and Shepard groaned again. It was like taking only one cracker when there was a feast spread out in front of him, but Rodney gritted his teeth and thrust as slowly as he could, over and over, while Shepard made soft little grunting noises and buried his fists in Rodney's pillow. It was maddening. It was astonishing. He was doing this to Shepard. Doing this for Shepard, sweating his way through every agonizingly slow stroke, but somewhere along the way it had become worth it, worth every ounce of self-control. Shepard's eyes were closed, but his mouth was open, and the soft sounds he was making were slowly, but steadily, rising in pitch. "God, Rodney. Good? You have no idea." Shepard's hips hitched up a bit, changing the angle, and Rodney swallowed hard. Shepard's cock was well up off the bed, and he wanted to touch it, to wrap his fist around it and pump it hard. But Shepard wanted it slow. Shepard wanted it to last. And Shepard didn't want to kiss him. That still niggled, even as Rodney's cock was sliding slowly, excruciatingly slowly, in and out of Shepard's ass. Shepard had been perfectly willing to kiss the last time. Hell, Shepard had practically begged for it. So what was different now? Why deny that when he wasn't denying anything else? Rodney couldn't help himself. He curled forward over Shepherd's back, his cock deep inside. Shepherd's face was buried in the pillow, unreachable, but the back of his neck smelled good, and Rodney pressed his mouth to it, tasting the warm, salty skin. "Jesus!" Shepherd bucked against him, hard and not slow at all. Rodney thrust wildly in response, and Shepherd whimpered. "Sorry, sorry, I didn't mean—" "Do it again," Shepherd growled. "Rodney—" "Like this?" Rodney asked, stroking again, hard and fast. "Yes, damn it, yes!" Rodney gave up all pretense of self-control and just pumped, hard and fast and perfect. On the third stroke, he reached for Shepherd's cock, which was, God, dripping, and gave it a squeeze. "Oh," Shepherd said softly, and spurted all over Rodney's hand. Rodney groaned and thrust, feeling Shepherd's muscles tighten and ease around him, and then he was there, he was right there, and he could flop down and just nuzzle and suck and lick the back of Shepherd's shoulder while he rode out the waves of his release. For the longest time, Rodney lay like that, feeling his pounding heart slow, his cheek nestled in the hollow between Shepherd's shoulder blade and spine. He didn't ever want to move, and Shepherd wasn't complaining, but he was getting to be a little heavy here. He pulled back. He pulled the rest of the way out and flopped over onto his back, right on the edge of the bed. "Hey," Shepherd said quietly. Rodney turned his head to find Shepherd watching him, looking sweaty and sated and wonderful. "Hey." "I should go," Shepherd said, not moving. "You could stay," Rodney offered. Shepherd's face changed too quickly for Rodney to catch all of the expressions, finally settling on something between pained and determined. "Can't," he said, and pushed himself up off the bed. "I have to change your sheets again." Rodney rolled his eyes, though the wet spot was really quite impressive. "Leave it. Come on, we can take a shower first." Shepherd flinched. There was no other word to describe it. For a split second, he looked startled and open and vulnerable. But his face went tight and closed again, and he turned and rooted in Rodney's drawers for a clean set of sheets. "Can't make the bed with you in it." Rodney grimaced and climbed to his feet. At this rate, he was starting to think he'd rather have Shepherd fall asleep and hog the mattress. He'd found a tissue to pull the condom off, and then crossed his arms over his chest and watched Shepherd make the bed as quickly and neatly as he had the last time. "So I guess you're okay, then." Shepherd looked up, his face softened a bit. "Yeah, Rodney, I'm okay." "That's good," Rodney said. "That's really good. I mean, that's the whole point of this, right? To get you back to being okay?" Shepherd nodded. "The whole goddamn point." He twitched the blanket smoothly into place, tucked the last corner, and then crossed the room where he'd left his clothes in a heap and started pulling them on. "Then I take it I'll just see you around?" Rodney tried to keep the bitterness out of his voice, but he didn't really succeed. "Crap," Shepherd muttered, and pulled his t-shirt on over his head with a snap. "Look, I swear I'm trying. I know that it doesn't look like it, but I am. If it is humanly possible, I won't be back, okay?" "Yes, yes, okay," Rodney said, though it was exactly the opposite of what he wanted. And when the hell had that having happened? When had everything gone from clear to muddy to clear again? Okay, not entirely clear, but he was sure of a few things. Like that he didn't want this to be over. He didn't want this to be the last time. He wanted to fuck and touch and, yes, damn it, kiss John Shepherd, even if it didn't mean anything, even if Shepherd was just using him and— Oh God, he was just totally screwed here, wasn't he? Shepherd was dressed already, his boots still untied, but he wasn't bothering to tie them. He just stood there a moment, like he didn't know what to say or do. "Go," Rodney said with a wave of his hand. And it was relief he was feeling, really, when Shepherd gave him one more backwards glance and left.